A guy that never lost to the Auburn Tigers, one of the most versatile offensive linemen in Crimson Tide history. Bill Searcy joins us via the telephone. Bill, good evening. I hope your Thanksgiving was well, my friend.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? Happy belated Thanksgiving, or happy bloated, whatever it might be.
Bill,
good talking to you again.
Bill, I'm sort of doing a little poll here between Alabama guys. Ham or turkey?
Oh, turkey.
Wow.
Got to be.
All the legends.
Turkey with gravy.
All the legends like turkey. Leroy Jordan told us earlier that he liked turkey as well. He was not a ham guy.
No. You got to go old school turkey with giblet gravy.
Gotcha. Bill Searcy joins us via the telephone. And, Bill, last time you and I talked, we were not in this national championship sort of consideration. But there's two games that stand in the way between Alabama playing for what would be the 15th school history, or excuse me, national title in school history, Georgia and Auburn. But they've got to beat Auburn tomorrow. What's your thoughts about Alabama right back in this thing?
Well, my things have changed since we last talked, right?
Yes, a lot of things.
I remember us last talking, 2 weeks ago, and we were, for all intent and purposes, out of it. We needed two of three teams to lose, which happened the very next weekend. And so we're sitting in the driver's seat. And I think what was mentioned last time was, you know, we had to beat Auburn to get to the next step further, and that's where we sit now is – we don't need to – obviously, they've had a bad season. Easy to take them lightly as a fan. As a player, I don't think the coaches do, but we need to focus and do our job tomorrow. Let's get through tomorrow and get us to the Georgia Bulldogs, which is another conversation because Georgia obviously has played better towards the end of the season. I don't think it's the same Georgia team that played Carolina and got beat so bad. And so we've still got, you know, two games ahead of us before we can talk about national championship. And I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I still want to take it one game at a time.
Bill, to me, this game, listen, you don't need anything to fire you up. I mean, if you're raised in the South, you understand the respect that I don't know if it's respect, but it's sort of just a rival game. And it doesn't take anything to get up for Auburn, or it shouldn't take anything to get up. Do you remember those days? And probably little was said about this game because it was just understood that everyone needed to play their best game.
Absolutely. I mean, it's our in-state rival. It's kind of like this. It's when you were growing up as a kid and, got in a little tussle, the last guy you wanted to lose to was the one you had to see every day, right? I mean, we have to see Auburn people every day. We work with them, live with them. And so winning this game for us is extremely important, not only because it's our next step towards the championship, but because it's our next game and it's our in-state rival. And it's extremely important. And really, records go out the window. We all know that. We've seen crazy games between these two teams over time. And I'm sure Auburn will play the best game they played this year. That's not saying a whole lot, but still, I bet you they will. And hopefully we'll play the best game we've played this year.
I can't remember an Iron Bowl where Alabama was this big a favorite, and they might not have ever been one since they've been doing this, but where Alabama really has to just stay focused on this game and not worry about the fact that they should win by 30 points.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm telling you, as a player, it's an easy thing to do tonight to be thinking about Georgia and not thinking about Auburn, just because, you know, Auburn just has not been a formidable foe for anyone this year, really. And no one expects them to do much of anything tomorrow. And that's a dangerous position to be in because they have nothing to lose, guys. Nothing. I mean, even if they play a decent game, they'll be happy. Much less if they were to, God forbid, trip up and actually win,
right,
which isn't going to happen. But I'm just saying they can let it all loose. There's nothing to hold back for. Their coaches have nothing to hold back for. They don't have anything to wait for, nothing saving. And, you know, we're going to try and win the game being, I'm sure, very vanilla. We're not going to show anything that we might show at the conference championship. We're not going to show anything that we might show after that assuming we win the conference championship.
You know, games so, like this, too, you figure if Alabama can get out to a good start with all the turmoil down on the plains, that may bode well for the way that Auburn's effort is in the second half. And I'm just saying it just seems like that, too, in these type of situations.
Well, let me ask you all this. Don't you think it's important? I was thinking about this today. I think it's important that we jump out to a good start because I would like to see our starters not have to play the whole game tomorrow.
I agree with you 100%.
You know, I think the implications of injury, if McCarron has to, for whatever reason, if he were to have to play the whole game because it might be a close game for some reason, somebody getting injured, we need everything to go our way tomorrow so that our first team guys can get rested and healthy, and the guys that are hurt can get healthy, and also so that our second, third team guys can get experience because we're going to need everybody going down the road here.
Bill, going back to your playing days against the Auburn Tigers, what's the memory that you can think about going up against the Auburn Tigers?
Oh, all I remember really is that, it was always a fun week. It was always an intense week of preparation. Like I said, the schedules kind of went to the wayside. There was all, I didn't grow up in Alabama, but a lot of my teammates that grew up in Alabama, there were personal rivalries between them and the players on the other side of the ball because they had played together or against each other in high school, which is still the case today, obviously. They were all stars together. They were recruited together. So there were a lot of personal battles going on, not so much in my case, once again, because I didn't grow up in Alabama. And then Coach Bryan, of course, always made it a point that it was an important game, because not only because it was the next game, but because it was our in-state rival. And once again, that's bragging rights for the next year. And this year, it's even more important. Once again, I keep repeating myself, but because of the implications going forward, we have to win tomorrow. It's not just we need to win. We have to win tomorrow. And so you add all that in the mix. And then, it was a big game for us. And luckily, we were blessed to never have lost to Auburn while I was there. And, I'm proud to say that. Ironically enough, over the last couple of years, in needing some orthopedic doctors here in town, both of my orthopedic doctors are Auburn graduates and also Auburn athletes. So, at one time I was trying to beat up on them, but now they take care of me. So what do you say? You just never know.
Bill Searcy, let's talk about the book. You told us a little bit about that as we were going off the air last time, and I want you to talk more about the book. When is this set to be released? And talk about the name and exactly what will this book tell about Bill Searcy?
Well, the name of the book is going to be called High Tide. It's a story. It's going to be called High Tide, a story of football, free fall, and forgiveness. The book came about after the TV show. I was contacted by a literary agent and an author. The author's name is Kelly Whitman, gentlemen. She lives in Chicago. They saw my story on TV. They were interested. They thought that it would make a good book and a good story for people. And so we started working on it. We've been working on it for probably maybe a year now. It's High Tide, obviously, is because I'm from Alabama, that I played at Alabama. But there's also a little in that title. If you know anything about my life, there was a series of years of time that I had gone in the absolute wrong direction. So there was a lot of drugs and alcohol abuse involved, and hence the name High Tide. But the story is not so much of Alabama football story, and that's what I want people to understand. Of course, Alabama football is part of it because that's part of my life. But what the story is about a man who literally had everything and lost everything because of alcohol and drugs and not knowing Jesus, to a guy who now today I would like to think, whose life is absolutely headed in the right direction, who's not homeless anymore, who has a job, who has reconnected with family and friends, and the future is bright, and it's all because that person, which is me, found Jesus, and he has led me down that path, towards the light, so to speak.
Bill, as you're talking about the book, and I'm sure you and your the author of your book is sort of had a lot of conversation. Does it sort of, when you know, sometimes you can think about things, but then when you write them down, it all comes to sort of materialize and you think, wow, did Bill Searcy really live this life? And I know you've shared so many of those things and you mentioned some of those things briefly. And I look forward to sort of diving in that book because I share your testimony quite often, what you went through and the life that you were able to just sort of, do a 180 and go back the other direction.
Well, I'll be honest, it's been an interesting experience. It's been an emotional experience because the author, the way we do it is that she sends me a chapter, or she'll send me a chapter outline, and what that outline is just a series of questions that I answer for her. And then she takes it as a professional and puts it into a book form. But those questions, and I've allowed her to be as personal and in-depth as she wanted to be. I don't think I've rejected any question yet and said, no, I won't answer that, or no, I won't tell the truth about that, or whatever. So I've been very honest and open all the way through thus far. The book is almost complete. The book will be 24 chapters. We've completed 20 of the 24. The book should be ready for release, and I think Kelly may be listening to this interview, but I think we're going to be ready for release in the spring after the new year. And so it'll be coming up soon. I know we're getting ready to start working on the cover art, the illustrations, and that kind of thing soon, so we're getting towards the end. But it's been a good experience for me. It's been, it's also getting some things out of me and off of my chest maybe that I had not ever done before. And it's going to be honest and kind of down and dirty and gritty sometimes, but hopefully people will enjoy the story, and hopefully you'll enjoy how it's all, ended up thus far, and give people some hope that maybe don't have any hope, because I've been there. I've been where they are, maybe, and hopefully they're not as bad as I was, and so they'll say, man, if he can get out of this, I can surely get out of what I'm in. And whether that's a drug abuse situation or a physical abuse or whatever it is, I'm hoping that it'll help somebody else.
It's called High Tide. Bill Searcy's putting together a great book, and we've heard many different interviews here, and we'll continue to talk about it. I'd love to have the opportunity to promote this book as we get a little bit closer to time. It's High Tide, Bill Searcy, and the guys are putting that book together, as Bill talked about. All right, Bill, going back to the Alabama and Auburn game, Alabama right now has an average in the SEC that's the highest in the SEC every time they run the football. 6.1 yards, and you played on some great running teams. Would you do anything but run the football tomorrow against a defense that's sort of flat and, in some ways they haven't been able to stop the run?
You got to dance with the one who brung you, right?
you would hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say, and that's what I would think. I don't know, obviously I'm not there, but I don't know why we would do anything but continue to run the ball straight at people. We've got the offensive line to do it. We've obviously got the running backs to do it. There's no reason for us to throw the ball tomorrow, or there shouldn't be any reason. We should be able to grind it out and pound the ball. You threw out a stat a while ago, and I would be interested to know, and I probably should know this, what some of our averages were per running down in those days of the wishbone. Because I can remember games when we were running up 300 and 400 yards of rushing, because we didn't pass hardly at all. So, but yeah, I would run the ball. I'd pound on them and wear them out until if it just kept working, then I wouldn't change it. I'd just keep on doing it.
Oh, you look at Auburn. I mean, 94th in the country in stopping the run. They're just not good at stopping the run. I mean, you've got to take advantage of that. All right, but given that opportunity, we've only got about a minute here, but we want to throw in one more question. Bill Searcy, what would you do, okay? What would you do? Alabama, and I'm just going to paint a scenario. Alabama's up 35-0.
Right.
And you had the chance to score with 2 minutes to go. Would you, or would you take a knee?
I'd take a knee.
Oh, Bill, come on. You wouldn't run it up?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Bill Ryan's, what Ryan's trying to tell you is that he would score and then kick an onside kick and try to get it back again.
we don't need style points. We're already in the catbird seat, I don't think Coach Saban would do it either, and I mean I know Coach Bryant wouldn't do it. So I guess I'm just gonna follow what I think Coach Bryant would do, and that would be you know, win with class and take a knee and pat those guys on the back, because we got to play them again next year, guys. And let it go from there and move on to the next game, and that's the conference championship.
Well, Bill, no doubt. Thanks so much for helping us break down Alabama football. I hope you give us an opportunity to promote your book. It sounds like a great one. High Tide, Bill Searcy, putting Absolutely. Together a book with his life and the struggles and the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of his life. Bill Searcy. Bill, hey, have a great weekend, my friend, and enjoy this Iron Bowl tomorrow at 2:30.
Thank you, guys. It's all good now. Roll Tide.